Chapter 5 Robin Hood Marries Marian. One day in autumn, Little John and two merry men were watching the road that ran through Sherwood. They were hoping for a rich knight or fat priest to come by so that they could rob him. Soon they saw a knight riding very slowly down the road. Little John and Will noticed that the knight seemed to be very sad. Little John walked toward the knight. When he got close, he respectfully said,
"My master expects you to dine with him today, good knight."
In a sad voice, the knight said,
"Who is your master?"
"It is Robin Hood,"
said Little John as he took hold of the horse's bridle. Seeing this, the knight shrugged carelessly.
"It does not matter,"
he said.
"Lead me to your master."
When they arrived at their camp, Robin Hood jumped up. "Welcome, Sir Knight," he said. "We were just about to sit down for supper. Please join us." The knight slowly got off his horse. He took off his armor and helmet. As he did so, Robin suddenly recognized him. "Sir Richard of Lay, is that you?" asked Robin. He recognized the father of his childhood friend, Maid Marian.
"Yes, that is my name," said the knight.
"How do you know me?"
"Sir, I am Rob of Locksley," said Robin. "As a boy, my cousin and I played with your daughter Marian."
"Oh, yes,"
replied the knight.
"You have grown. I would have never recognized you. It seems your fortune has grown, while mine has disappeared."
"What troubles you, Sir Richard?" said Robin. "Please, tell us your story over a good meal and wine." Sir Richard told Robin about how he had left England to fight with the king in a war. While he was gone, his only son grew up and became addicted to gambling. Soon he had gambled away most of the family's money. Once he could not pay his debt, another knight killed him. When Sir Richard returned, he had to borrow some money to find his son's killer.
"Unfortunately, I borrowed from the Bishop of Hereford,"
said the knight.
"He charged high interest and I could not pay it. I had to borrow against my land and my castle. Now I am on my way to ask the bishop for more time to pay back the loan, but I am afraid he will refuse. He is greedy, and I know he wants my land, even though he already has more than enough of his own."
"That is true," said Robin. "The bishop is not a man of God. He only serves his own greedy purposes. How much do you owe him?"
400 gold pieces,"
replied the knight. "Well, Sir Richard, this is your lucky day," said Robin. "I will loan you 400 gold pieces, and I will charge no interest." Sir Richard looked as if Robin had just saved his life.
"How can you be so generous?"
"It is my business to aid the poor and steal from the rich," said Robin. "Little John and my men thought you were a rich knight, so they brought you here. But you need our help instead, and we offer it gladly." The knight looked like a new man. The food, the wine, and now Robin's offer had restored his spirits.
"Thank you, Robin,"
he said.
"On my honor, I will pay you back within a year. And if you ever come to my castle, I will treat you and your men to a wonderful feast. You may always count on me as a friend."
Then Sir Richard left, and he paid the bishop back the loan. He kept his castle and his land. After a year passed, Sir Richard returned to Sherwood Forest to see Robin Hood. With him was his daughter Marian. Sir Richard was true to his word, and he gave Robin Hood back all the gold he had borrowed. Robin and Marian renewed their friendship. Marian had kept the golden arrow Robin won for her. It was her most valuable possession. They walked and hunted together under the trees of Sherwood. When it came time for Marian and her father to leave, Robin shyly asked Marian to stay in Sherwood as his wife.
"Oh, Robin, I love you also,"
said Marian.
"But my father is getting old and weak. I must take care of him during the cold winter at our castle."
"You and your father can spend the winters in the castle, and the warmer months with me and my merry men in Sherwood," Robin said. Marian agreed. The happy couple asked permission from Sir Richard to wed. At first, he was unsure because Robin was an outlaw, but he relented. He could see how much they loved one another. At last, Robin felt as if much of his former life was restored. He had revenge on his enemy, the Sheriff of Nottingham. He was the master of Sherwood. And with Marian as his wife, he could start a new family. He and his merry men had many adventures. They became the most famous and well-liked, at least by the common people, outlaws in England.